Trump crushes Haley in Virgin Islands caucuses. By Nick Gilbertson on February 8, 2024. Former President Donald Trump trounced former Governor Nikki Haley, RSC, in the U.S. Virgin Islands Republican caucuses Thursday night, hours before Nevada's Republican caucuses. With an estimated 99% of the vote reported at 10 p.m. ET, Trump had earned 182 votes, or 74%, to Haley's 64 votes, good enough for just 26% of the total vote, sweeping the territory's four delegates, NBC News reports. This marks the third Republican nominating contest this year, following the Iowa caucuses and New Hampshire primary, both of which Trump won handily. Haley is the last noteworthy opponent to the 45th president out of a field that began with more than a dozen candidates and insists on marching forward with her quixotic campaign despite a chorus of calls for unity from top Republicans around the country. Thursday afternoon, the 45th president was working the phone with Virgin Islanders while en route to Nevada, where he is all but guaranteed to enjoy another victory, aboard his Boeing 757 known as Trump Force One, according to an Instagram post. On my way to the great state of Nevada, while speaking to the patriots of the U.S. Virgin Islands as they cast their votes for the Republican nomination for president, he wrote. Let's win these caucuses and get on with defeating crooked Joe Biden. Make America great again. As Trump Force One was landing in Las Vegas, the 45th president celebrated his win in the Virgin Islands in another post on Truth Social. Great news. As we are landing in Nevada, getting ready to go to caucus, word just came that we overwhelmingly won the Virgin Islands caucus, all delegates, with almost 75% of the vote. I have just called to thank those involved, he wrote. They are celebrating, and having a great time, they deserve it. This has been a very big day for your favorite president, the Republican Party, and democracy. Trump and Pastor Ryan Binkley, who failed to garner a delegate in either Iowa or New Hampshire, are the only two candidates on the ballot in Nevada, where Trump dominated in polling for months, which at the time included much more prominent opponents.